This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine says that it has scored a major blow to Russian forces. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Ukraine announced major advancements in a strategic military counteroffensive against Russian forces on Saturday, retaking a vital city and causing thousands of Russian soldiers to retreat from territory in northeastern Ukraine that they'd held since the start of the war in late February. Ukrainian forces reported Saturday they'd gained control of Izyum and pushed Russian soldiers across the Oskil River. Russia's defense ministry confirmed it had pulled its forces out of Izyum, claiming the move was planned. Reports of the claims could not be independently verified. Western military analysts say if the advances are confirmed, it would put the Ukrainians in control of a major railway that Moscow uses to supply thousands of troops in eastern Ukraine. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A global search for alternative sources to Russian energy during the war in Ukraine has now refocused attention on smaller, easier-to-build nuclear power stations. Proponents now say that they could provide a cheaper, more efficient alternative to older model mega plants. UK-based Rolls-Royce SMR says that its small modular reactors, or SMRs, are cheaper and quicker to get running than standard plants, delivering the kind of energy security that many nations are seeking. But the reactors are many years away from operating and cannot solve the energy crises now hitting Europe. Nuclear power also poses risk, including disposing of highly radioactive waste and keeping the technology out of the wrong hands. This is VOA News. Five people in New England died after the small charter boat that they were on, New Zealand, after the charter boat they were on, capsized in what may have been a collision with a whale. Authorities say that six people aboard the boat were rescued. The boat overturned Saturday near the South Island. Police are investigating the cause of that accident. The mayor, Craig Mackle, told the Associated Press that the water was dead calm at the time of the accident, and the assumption was that a whale had surfaced from beneath the boat. At least 18 people have died on Saturday after a tank trailer collided with a bus and caught fire in Mexico. The accident took place in a northern state of Tamaulipas dawn when a bus carrying passengers was allegedly hit by a tank loaded with fuel that came off, the prosecutor's office informed. So far, the death toll rose to 18 passengers who burned to death then when the liquid was spilled all over the crash and caught fire, according to the Army. The Tamaulipas State Civil Protection Coordinator, Raul Garcia, said the state prosecutor's office would inform of the final number of victims. The U.S. Justice Department says that the former President Donald Trump's legal team proposed candidates to serve as independent arbiter in the investigation into top secret information found in an FBI search of the former president's Florida home. Lawyers for Trump say that the so-called special master should review all documents seized by the FBI, but the Justice Department says it does not believe the arbiter should be permitted to inspect classified records or to take account of potential claims of executive privilege. King Charles III has been officially proclaimed Canada's monarch in a ceremony in Ottawa. Charles automatically became king when Queen Elizabeth II died Thursday, but like the ceremony in the United Kingdom hours earlier, Saturday's ascension ceremony is in Canada is a key constitutional and ceremonial step in introducing the new monarch to the country. Charles is now the head of state in Canada, which is a member of the British Commonwealth of former colonies. More at voanews.com via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.